This is Marina Pacini interviewing Roswell Widener for the Archives of American Art at Mr. Widener's home in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on July 20, 1989. My first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your parents, where they were born and what they did?
Well, first of all, I don't know where they were born. We lived in Reading, and the grandparents were there, but I don't think they were there originally. I think they came up around from Schuylkill Haven. They owned a farm and that kind of thing in that area. But I've never pursued and saw the places where they lived. My father's name was Harry Widener, and my mother's name was Amita Hughes. Was a maiden name, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S.
Her first name?
Almeda, A-L-M-E-D-A. And I was born in Reading, September 18, 1911. And I had a brother, Clarence, who was 10 years younger than I am. I went to school in Reading. And then Reading High School, went through high school. While in high school, I was, even in grade school, I was encouraged to do drawings. And I did a great many drawings at home in different places. And there was a supervisor of the schools in Reading, and she would make a circuit tour through all the different schools and cities, high school included. And every time she came around, she would sort of look for my work and encourage me and so on. And in the high school, I joined the art club. And there, the art teacher, Piero Della Francesco, who later became president of Kutztown State Teachers College. Now it's a university. And the man who took over in the high school, his name was Dornsife, Ralph Dornsife. And he started a program in the Reading Museum and encouraged me to come there, which was quite distant from where I lived. But I attended classes there in the Reading Museum and did drawings, and he talked about painting and so on. Then in 1929, the Academy offered scholarships to Chester Springs School, free tuition. The tuition, I think, at that time was $200 a semester, and I won a scholarship, which was tuition and I had to pay the room and board, which I recall was like $23 a week. Wonderful meals, and Chester Springs was a historic area, quite old buildings, wonderful grounds. And after the Battle of Valley Forge, one of the buildings was used as a hospital, and Washington supposedly was slept there. They had large gardens, and it was an English gardener, and I worked for him. And he gathered his own seeds and so on, and had garden paths, and the Horticultural Society would come out once a year. They were so handsome that they wanted to go through them for an exhibit. The school itself, they had 100 acres of land. There was a building on the hill which had been the hospital. And that, on the second floor, were large, well-lit studios, North White. The first floor was a stage, and we gave plays during the winter. And we also played volleyball in that area. The other studio was a large barn, a stone barn, where the first floor was cement, and there was a huge skylight, and the floor above was rather like U-shaped, and the skylight then went down to the first floor. And Albert Leslie, the animal sculptor, who did the goat in House Square,